My name is Elizabeth Kolok-Moore. I work at Nana Regional Corporation as the Community and Government Affairs Manager, and I'm also the coordinator for the Northwest Arctic Leadership Team.
Kolok is Elizabeth's Inupiaq name. Elizabeth is in her 20s and a graduate of Colorado College, where she majored in history. Although born in Kotzebue, when she was very young, her family moved to Fairbanks and then Anchorage. After college, she went to the Washington, D.C. area and worked for Nana Development Corporation, as well as the Native American Contractors Association. She specialized in policy development impacting Northwest Alaska. From the time she was a little girl, Elizabeth talked about moving home to Kotzebue. Her time in Washington and her job only made that desire stronger.
It ended up really, you know, I was in Washington, D.C. I just saw a lot of people trying to tell our story who weren't from here and realized that I wanted to have a better connection so that when I tell the story, that it's coming from my heart, because I always feel like this is home. So it's part of why I wanted to move back. Just that desire for connection and realization that I had the ability to add to this part of policymaking.
For the young woman seeking her Northwest Alaska Inupiaq roots, mere visits were not sufficient. Understanding her heritage demanded leaving Washington, passing on positions at Nana's Anchorage offices, and moving to Kotzebue.
In my experience in living here, it takes 2 years for people to know you, and it takes 2 years to understand and feel a community. Even if you're accepted really early on, people need to know you're not going to leave before they really start to include you. And that doesn't mean that there's a problem there. It's just normal. That's what I mean by lived, is that you spend a significant amount of time to where people can really get to know you and you start to understand the rhythm in the community. I've told some of my closer friends, this has been one of the most rewarding and challenging parts of my life.
Elizabeth, or Kolok, did have family to help. Her mother, broadcaster Nellie Moore, was raised in Kotzebue, and Ada Ward, her grandmother, was a stalwart support, as well as a link to half a dozen family groups that are Elizabeth's relations. As Kolok describes her developing insights, many appear to be guidelines for anyone seeking to understand traditional bush life.
I had to learn to slow down. Moving up here from D.C., I had to slow down, and one of the great things is elders are really good listeners. I was in a meeting and Lucy Adams from Kivalina was there, and she's just an amazing listener and such a good speaker and so patient. And I feel like that's such good energy to be around and learning how to slow down and really listen.
She's also encountered some bush cultural nuances that can leave the newcomer feeling unnecessarily isolated.
When people tell you about something like an event, they're actually inviting you. They're not necessarily just telling you to tell you, but they're inviting you. That's the invitation. And there's a natural kind of difference in culture between Anchorage and, you know, even Washington, D.C., anywhere else I've lived versus here. And it's taken me a while to adjust to that.
Perhaps her biggest lesson, the most basic, is the importance of actively contributing to one's family, village, and region.
I'm still learning that. It's not that we didn't do that in Anchorage, but it's more so here because you rely on the food that's close by, like caribou and seals and berry picking. And fortunately, I'm good at berry picking, so I can trade for that other stuff. And learning how to trade is important. Learning how to cut fish, learning how to do all of those things and be around people who are patient enough to teach me.
Elizabeth feels the more she learns, the more effective she becomes as a community and government affairs manager working for public policies that support, not hinder, rural Alaska.
One of the things that is interesting about Alaska that a lot of people don't understand is that there's a natural tension between the level of regulation that we have in our lives to do things that are traditional, or even just to live out here, related to subsistence, and how that conflicts sometimes. And then I think we have that opportunity to kind of capitalize on our experiences to be able to talk to the legislature and the federal government about these different issues and really educate people who don't know anything about our life.
Elizabeth Kolok-Moore regards educating those people as a challenge and opportunity, something she will become ever better at doing as long as the people of her Northwest Alaska home continue to teach her. For APRN, I'm Len Anderson.